Steve, could you comment a little bit on the issue of hyperviscosity syndrome, which this man had, and the use of plasmapheresis? Any myths or misperceptions out there in the community about that? And what are some of the common issues that come up in this regard?
Yeah, it's a good question, Neil, because, you know, 6 to 10% of all patients with Waldenstrom will present with symptomatic hyperviscosity. Typically, this will be the patient who has an IgM level above 6,000 milligrams per deciliter. And it's also important for the local practitioners to know that CXCR4 mutations are often at the root of this, particularly those nonsense variants. So this is actually the kind of patient that you really need to take the bull by the horns. You need to get, you know, control of that IgM level because it can lead to end organ damage. You got to perform a very good retinal eye exam when you see patients with the high IgM level. And that just doesn't mean, you know, do your own exam, but also get an ophthalmologist involved because a dilated exam, particularly looking at the periphery, is very important because that's where you'll see early hemorrhaging taking place. So if the patient presents with symptomatic hyperviscosity symptoms, you know, nosebleeds, headaches, blurry vision, and they have evidence of end organ damage, you got to plasmapherese these patients. That's the most important intervention that you could offer at that point.
Thanos, again, any myths or misperceptions out there among oncologists in the community about hyperviscosity or about plasmapheresis?
Yeah, I think this is a very good point because there is no clear correlation between clinical hyperviscosity and the levels of IgM. We can have patients with very high IgM but without any symptoms or signs suggestive of hyperviscosity, and in some patients with moderate elevation of IgM, some symptoms or signs of hyperviscosity may occur. And I fully agree with Steve that the best way to diagnose this condition is by having a detailed eye exam to make sure that there are no fundoscopic evidence of hyperviscosity, because sometimes otherwise the symptoms may be subtle, you know, some fatigue, headaches, occasional nosebleed. So it is important to suspect this syndrome and to document it and to treat the patient appropriately.